This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It is 7:55, and I mention that because we are learning today that apparently kids in the United States of America have absolutely no idea how to tell time.
This is a byproduct of the digital era.
Yes, it is.
Right? Yep.
And so there's a, in Oklahoma City, there is a Boys and Girls Club where they are partnering with a discount watch company to give participants an analog watch so that they can learn how to tell time.
Good.
I guess just in case, I mean, when we get to the zombie apocalypse or, I mean, not really the robot uprising because I'm sure that everything digitally will be working fine, but should there be some kind of a catastrophe, it would be nice that we all knew how to read an analog clock or a watch. It
would also be nice if kids could read script, which they can't do anymore because they're getting rid of cursive everywhere. Yes.
Yeah, but apparently only 1 in 5 kids in Oklahoma City know how to tell time from an analog clock or a watch. So they've decided to give them away with the Boys and Girls Club.
My daughter learned they gave out like little cardboard fake clocks.
Yeah.
To do that
in school,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I had a question, like, why don't they just use the clocks in the room? They still have the old school clocks. Well, 90% of those don't work.
Yeah,
that may be the problem in Oklahoma. There,
but wouldn't that be priority number one as a parent?
What, to teach your kid how to tell
really?
Time on an analog? You might not think of it anymore. You know, I mean, I learned how to tell time on a sundial. which was, I don't know if you know that or not, but...
I call foul on this. Did your shadow obscure the entire clock face?
It's midnight again.
I was in good shape back then. I was jacked back then. But, I guess it is something that you used to learn in school, but I could see why... If everybody, I mean, everybody has an iPhone. Everybody
has, including the parents.
I mean, everybody has the digital clock on the stove or the oven, and there's just there's like no analog clocks really around anymore. It's not like everybody is turning, 18 and saying to their friends, I got to get myself a grandfather clock to put out in the foyer.
Those are history, right?
This is Caitlin Carnes, who works for the Boys and Girls Club in Oklahoma City.
Everyone's so used to seeing digital, they all have tablets and cell phones, so they don't really have to look at a clock very often that's analog. Only about 20% of our kids could tell time. When I was growing up, that was something that we learned. I don't know if that makes me old or not.
Yes, you're old at 30 or whatever you are, 29 All right. Well, do you think we should focus on some of those things in schools, or do you think we should? You do?
Yes.
How come? Just
because
I think
it's very easy to do things with technology these days, but I think that we're essentially creating a dummy society because people can't learn how to problem solve and reason. Because that was the whole thing about when you learned how to tell time, you had to reason and be like, okay, this is here, that's there. It's just teaching your brain how to do certain skills.
But you just Google it on your phone. Problems are solved in your
face.
Part
of the problem.
I know you hate it, but we're just acting like our grandparents.
It's too much reliance on technology, though. I think that you need to develop certain skills. It's not just about being able to read the face of a clock or a watch in analog form. That skill translates into being able to do other things because you learn how to reason.
Yeah, but
you learn how to figure things out.
You're not flummoxed. Like, if you have a problem, you're not in the prone position,
right?
Flummoxed and unable to try to do anything other than to
right.
call your parents or, right. or an authority figure and ask them to figure
right.
it out for you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These
yeah.
things are all critical in brain development and learning how to figure things out and then learning other skills on top of that. It's all coordinated.
I just think it's why do I need to know how to use a jack and change a tire because all I do is hit OnStar and somebody
sure.
shows up to do it for me.
Why do you need to know how to pronounce Dante Hightower?
But same question.
But is that a bad thing?
Whether I pronounce his
it
name
is
right,
because
whether,
there, there might be
just
a
for the record, whether I pronounce his name right or wrong.
Yeah.
He's still going to be a Pro Bowl linebacker for somebody in the NFL.
Technology yeah. is not flawless. We have seen this with your multiple iPhone alarm failures. We see it across the board when there's an outage on, like Amazon Web Services just had a massive outage the week before last. I think our website
yeah.
was affected.
Yeah, everything was.
Everybody's platforms
yeah,
are affected.
In the future, they'll know how to fix it instantaneously.
No, they won't. No. The people
you're just
that,
being old. You're just
no. being
old. You're being
an idiot.
No, I'm not.
So then pull Will out of French class. Pull Will out of any class that teaches.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
But you understand. No, you don't. But okay.
It's great. I get it. You want everybody to be able to know how to do everything. And,
yes,
you know, kids. Well,
for themselves.
Kids aren't going to have to know how to spell because it'll be on their phone.
But
and then when they see it, they'll know.
I disagree.
Technology is flying by all of us. You bust my nuts every other day, so it's okay for the kids to bust my nuts.
And you still can't operate it.
I know, but you can't make fun of me then.
Why?
Because you're trying to tell me that. All I'm doing is I'm being smart.
No, you're not being smart.
Not,
you're relying
I'm not
on an electronic device.
Technology drive my world. I'm not letting technology.
Yes, you are. You just said you were by saying.
I'm making your point. You're arguing against it, and then you're calling me a dope. You can't have it both ways.
I'm saying that you need to learn more skills and aptitudes other
like
than just
mom.
Relying
right.
on technology
right.
that is prone to
failure. Yeah, you sound
failure.
Like your mom when you didn't answer
you
your beeper.
You sound like an ignoramus.
I think that you're making a good point, which is that when you are just relying on technology, there are obviously things that go wrong,
right.
and then you're up S's creek
right.
if you can't figure it out for yourself.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like for instance, if email goes down and you're like 21 and you don't know how to open an envelope up.
How do I dial a phone?
You don't know how to lick an envelope and you don't know what the mailbox is, then you won't be able to
right.
send that important document in, right?
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And by the way, Lyndon, don't think I forgot that you've been doing those brain exercises on that app on your phone that you love so much. So don't sit there and tell me that I'm an idiot.
No,
I'm not saying you're an idiot. I just love how you want your cake and you want to eat it too.
Yes, because I think people should be
educated.
You can't be
you
entirely reliant.
Yeah,
you can't stop it, but you can't be entirely reliant on it either. That's foolish.
Yeah.
Well, of course it is. Anything that is to the extreme is foolish, but you can't tell me kids now that are incredibly technology savvy
yeah.
are stupid and can't live their lives happily and successfully.
I am telling you
using
that
technology.
It's not just
well,
about
dumb
that.
People.
It's not about being dumb. It's about the fact that all these things are
God, you sound like a therapist.
You sound like a Neanderthal.
Well, you can't have it both ways.
These things
you
are all building blocks, Lyndon.
Well, you're not. Yeah, but I can solve any problem anytime something goes wrong.
Let's do a calculus derivative, shall we?
Why would I need to do a calculus derivative to start my car?
I don't
nice
know.
Nice try. Do you use calculus at the house?
Here's the problem.
Care of the cats
Here's the problem.
Yesterday?
Here's the problem. You've got kids that are reliant on technology, so they learn. How to read digital clocks. They learn how to be reliant on their iPhone and use the OnStar to get the tow company to come. The problem is when their car locks freeze over this morning, when they have the push button entry thing, when your key fob gets close and you get the button on the handle, they can't get into the car and they can't figure out how to do it.
You sound like your grandmother 15, 20 years ago.
Is it so wrong that I want people to be educated?
I walked uphill in my bare
Guy,
feet in the middle of winter.
Have you listened to your stories ever about Nipple in Saskatchewan?
Well, listen. I mean, this is why some people would say we don't need to bother. What you're saying, LB, is like saying we don't need to bother to teach math anymore because everybody has a calculator on their phone.
That's
and to me, listen, I think about that all the time because You know, I'll be using the calculator on the iPhone to figure some thing out for whatever it is. And I think to myself, wow, there's really no need. You get lulled into it saying there's really no need for anybody to bother with math anymore because why would you ever need it? But when,
when it goes down, you know what to do.
Right.
It's like GPS.
Right.
People don't know how to figure out where they are or where they're going.
But that's a few and far between, while other hundreds of millions of other people all over the world use it fine.
Well, yeah, but the numbers are not right. For instance, only one out of five kids knows how to figure out analog time. If you said, I'm going to meet you at 6:15, they'd go,
I
don't know what, Mom? What does 6:15 mean?
First of all, the alarm on my phone goes off when I'm supposed to meet Mom.
Hello, John.
Yes.
What's up, John?
I was just going to say about how you guys, they have the GPS issue. People come up to me all the time, you know, when I'm working somewhere and say, oh, how do I get here? I don't understand. My phone isn't working or my GPS is out.
Yeah.
And they're just basically completely useless.
Yeah.
They have no idea how to get around, even with the road signs today.
Yeah.
They can't follow it because they're looking totally at their GPS or their phone telling them how to get there.
Right. There's a here's a text that says, I work with a 24-year-old who can't make it into work today because he can't figure out how to get his phone to shovel his car out.
Right.
And that's why. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Nick?
Not too much. I just wanted to point out that I gotta agree with LB on this one. Danielle, I see what you're saying, but LB, that kids nowadays are learning different things than what we grew up with when we were kids. Like, they might know how to program some software that we don't know how to do, but you're saying that they don't know how to unlock the car if the door's frozen.
But you understand that you need to know how to do math in order to program software.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying
you need these basic skills.
I'm just kind of saying what LB's point is, that I think what he's alluding to is that they're learning different things that maybe that we don't understand nowadays.
They probably don't learn. I would guarantee you that if you asked kids of a certain age which direction the sun comes up in, mm-hmm. and which direction. I just got a text from Raj, my colonoscopy doctor, and he said that he works with younger people who have no idea that the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west because they don't need to figure that out for direction purposes. Now, if God forbid you're out on a hike with your beloved dog Kobe in the afternoon, and you take a wrong turn in the woods,
you're screwed, man.
And you don't have your cell phone isn't working, and your GPS you're trapped out there without any trail mix. It's going to be a severe problem.
You don't need trail mix.
I bring a giant vat of trail mix with me when I'm walking with Kobe, just in case.
You can stop doing your math. You can rely on your iPhone. I and the other preppers, when the S hits the fan, we will be banging down our doors, and I'm going to say, no, you cannot come in.
All right. Well, interesting. 1 in 5 of the younger generation don't know how to read a clock or a watch and tell analog time. It is 8:07. The Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, go to echostore.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.